talking to God, spirits, deities. They listen and answer. Here's a topic that has been intriguing to human hearts for millennia. How to talk to God, spirits, and deities. Before we venture into this ethereal domain, let us recognize that human beings, in their quest for meaning and understanding, have always sought communication with higher powers. Whether it be through prayer, meditation, or rituals, the yearning for a connection with the divine is an integral part of the human experience. Here's the truth. God, your spirit guides, and deities that you are worshiping to come instantaneously when you call upon them with your heart. When I say, call upon them with your heart, I am speaking of sincerity and earnestness. This means that when you reach out to the divine, do it with the fullness of your being. Just like when you are conversing with a loved one, you share your purest emotions. Similarly, engage in a heartfelt dialogue with the divine. Let's talk about intensity. Have you ever felt a strong, fiery yearning for answers? Harness that energy, channel it with intensity, and direct it towards the divine. This powerful projection of your desires to seek invites the divine to respond, to guide, to answer. Imagine your desires and questions as beams of light. The more intense your focus and emotion, the brighter and more concentrated this beam of light becomes. This intense beam penetrates through the layers of the mundane and reaches out to the higher planes where the divine resides. So, when you seek answers, concentrate your energy with unwavering focus and genuine curiosity. Let your quest be pure and free from trivial or selfish motives. Now, on to receptivity. The response or answers are not always straightforward. They may not arrive as a thunderous voice from the heavens, a burning bush, or a supernatural vision. Often, they are subtle, requiring you to tune in with heightened spiritual awareness. The divine communicates through different channels and in ways that resonate with your spiritual maturity. Sometimes, divine guidance comes as an intuitive flash, bypassing the need for intellectual processing. You suddenly find the answer brightly illuminated within you, a sudden revelation, a moment of awakening that didn't necessitate contemplation. At other times, the divine may choreograph events, guiding you to specific locations or leading you to certain individuals. These are orchestrated encounters, happening not by chance but by divine arrangement, to grant you the answers you seek. And there are instances when the divine chooses the canvas of your dreams to deliver messages. You may wake up with a newfound understanding, a solution, a sense of clarity that wasn't there before you slept. In essence, the divine responds in ways you might not expect or even recognize immediately. The key lies in staying aware, in fine-tuning your spiritual antennae to pick up these divine signals. Indeed, the clarity of divine communication enhances as your spiritual energies elevate. One crucial piece of advice here: don't prejudge or set expectations about how the divine should respond. Do not limit the infinite possibilities by which the divine can reach you. Once you've asked with intense desire, let go. Surrender your expectations and open your spirit to receive the divine answer in its unique and perfect form. Ask with passion. Surrender with grace, and receive with gratitude. That is the essence of talking to God, to our spirit guides, and to our chosen deities. Allow the divine to communicate in its own mysterious ways, and be ready to receive the answers in forms that may both humble and astonish you. Let us remember that talking to God, spirits, and deities is an art of the heart. It is a sacred dialogue that requires sincerity, intensity, and openness. It is not a mere ritual but a profound communion with the energies and entities that guide the tapestry of life. As you embark on this spiritual journey, may your heart be your compass and your earnestness be the wind in your sails.